Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 FY25 results conference call of Manvar Finance Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Singh from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. We have with us today from management, Manish Shah, the Managing Director, Monil Shah, Executive Director and Chief Business Officer, and Jai Mota, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Without much ado, I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, Manish and team.
Yeah, good afternoon, all. First of all, everyone, thank you very much for joining the Manvar Finance Limited first-ever earnings call and to discuss the second quarter and the first half of the financial year 2025. A special thanks to all the stakeholders for the fantastic listing of my company at NSE and BSE on September 30, 2024. It was a fantastic response on the subscription also. I would also like to thank Emkay for hosting this earnings call. In the interest of some of the people who are new to the company, let me first start by giving a brief overview about the company, followed by which our CFO will take over for all the financial performance for the quarter and the first half. Manvar Finance Limited is an NBFC. We got a license in the year 1998, offering a range of financial solutions, including loans for new two-wheeler, three-wheeler, used cars, small business, and personal loans. Personal loans are the top-up loan to our own customers. We are currently operating in 71 locations across six states, mainly at Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Chhattisgarh, MP, and recently started UP. Our distribution network includes more than 1,100 dealers. We have secured funding from three public sector banks, 10 private sector banks, and 25 NBFCs. We also have a co-lending arrangement with Muthoot Capital Services Limited. We have a total team size of 1,530 employees, out of which more than 650 employees are part of sales teams. Our internal collection teams ensure 80% of the collections, ensuring one of the lowest NPAs in the industry. The company commands one of the fastest turnaround times for loan sanction in the industry, with over 60% loan sanction in 1 minute, and 92% of the loans are getting sanctioned on the same day. Now, I will request our CFO, Jai Mota, to brief you on the financial performance.
Thank you, Manish sir, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me provide you a brief overview of the financial performance for the second quarter and the first half of the financial year 2025. For the second quarter under review, the net interest income stood at rupees 33 crore, reflecting a 54% year-on-year growth, and profit after tax for the period was around rupees 12 crore. For the first half of the financial year 2025, the company recorded a net interest income of rupees 56 crore, representing a 46% year-on-year growth, with the net interest margin of 11.88%, and profit after tax stood at rupees 17 crore. Our asset under management stands at 11,068 million as on 30th September 2024. Loan disbursement for the first half of the financial year were rupees 345 crore, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 33%. The cost of borrowing currently stands at 11.35%. We have successfully reduced our GNPA to 3.07% and NNPA to 2.40% since March 2024. Our improved capital adequacy ratio has improved to 37.15 due to the fund raised in our IPO, highlighting the greater financial stability. With this, we can now open the floor for the question and answer section.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and 1. The first question is from the line of Samarth from Lalwani Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Great set of numbers. So many congratulations to that. My question was, a lot of peers in auto space, in the NBFC lending space, are facing challenges related to a lot of political as well as instability around the market. Does Manba Finance and you as a company, any of those challenges coming in the near future?
Your question is over. So, the product in which we are into lending, these all are the basic necessary product for the, customers. And over a period of time, the company is involved in this business last more than 15 years. We have seen the business cycle of more than 6 cycles. And in spite of lot of instability or anything around the economy, this product has no worried. In fact, in the COVID time also, after 1.5 crucial month of COVID, this product has started working well, because this is the most necessary for commuting from one place to another. At the same time, it is the most cheapest mode of transport and the fastest mode of transport. So nothing such sort of a instability can really, impact this our lending activity. And now company has not only in the depending on the two-wheeler, it has a range of product now. We are into two-wheeler financing, we are into three-wheeler financing, we are into used car financing, we are also into business loan and top-up loan to our own customers.
Okay, and my last question would be, what would be your NIM guidance, NIM guidance for the next quarter and the quarter after that?
Yeah.
After the infusion of our equity, so our NIM will be in the range of 12-13% in next quarter.
And do you see this sustaining over the next couple of quarters, or this is more towards the end of financial year thereafter?
Hello. Yeah, it can be increased. It can increase in next financial year, but so currently we are targeting it will be in the range of 12-13%.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Monshri Soni from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to understand, is there any cyclicality in your business? As I can see in your financials, Q2 is generally, is it supposed to be a good quarter and then there's a dip from Q1 to Q2? Is there any cyclicality?
Yeah. So, of course, this product is a seasonal impact is there. But second Q2, we all have observed that India has got a heavy-to-heavy rainfall. And because of that, and this is a retail product, it has got little impacted. But by and large, what we are observing that the sale which we were expecting was not to that extent in the Ganpati, but that has been completely covering by Dasera and Diwali, which we are observing because of the huge response in Dasera season.
Okay, so you're saying that Q3 will be a better quarter than Q2?
Yes, it will be one of the best quarter in the all four quarters.
Okay, alright. And in terms of your AUM guidance, could you please give your FY25 AUM growth guidance?
FY25, entire year you are asking, right?
Yes, AUM level.
Yeah, so AUM, which was last year 934 crore, we are expecting something in the range of 1250 to 1350 crore rupees of AUM at the end of the March 25. Presently, today we are at 1106 crore on September 30th.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So, firstly, I see here, so it mentions that you are present in the two-wheeler, three-wheeler, electric two-wheelers, electric three-wheelers, used cars, small business loans, and personal loans. So, which has the highest share out of your lending, and which one is seeing the best traction recently so far in quarter three? And so, which one do you expect to, you know, grow the best for overall business?
Yeah. So, out of these my five products, two wheeler is our highest contribution to our AUM, which is at the tune of 85 to 87% of my AUM. And is especially Q3 is concerned, this is the full of season of Dasera and Diwali. So there will be highest traction in the two-wheeler. As well as, of course, now we all are witnessing a robust, growth in the three-wheeler from last year. You know, this year it has been growing by almost 40% plus. So both of these products are going to be do very well in this quarter three.
Okay, and so given the AUM growth guidance, do you expect your ROAs to sustain, or you think there can be some improvement for the remaining quarters? So what is your outlook or guidance overall for FY25 when it comes to ROA?
Yeah, so return on asset will be definitely improving, will improve because we are expecting a better one-notch rating in the month of November. Our rational is already going on. And by that, our rate of borrowing cost will also come down. Our NPL also started reducing. You must have seen my presentation from 3.64. It has already come down to 3.07. So, all put together, ROA will be a better position.
Do you have any projections, like at end of March 2025, any expectations where your ROA can stand at from the current levels?
Exact number, any forward number, I would like to restrict myself, but it will be a better.
Okay, got it. And what was another? Okay, I'll fall back in queue. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avinash Singh from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks. Good set of numbers. So couple of points. One, I mean, if you can, I'm not sure if I missed this question, but one, if you can just help in terms of how has been this festive season so far. Of course, we are in the still middle of it. One part has gone, Diwali is still going on. So how has been your sort of, you are seeing that sort of attraction, for both, I mean, the, you know, that sales of two-wheeler going and particular, and also the demand for financing. That's one. And second, I mean, what is your position right now or your expectation? Because now you have raised capital, your capital adequacy is strong. So how do you see, I mean, your rating, I mean, and cost of borrowing going forward? So these are two questions. Thank you.
As far we all, I already told that cost of borrowing is really going to be better for you know company. It will reduce to the extent of 0.50 to 0.75 bps. And as far as rating is concerned, the already they started you know taking up the data and the rational surveillance they started, and we are expecting one notch better in the month of November. So definitely that will really give me a lot of impact in the my cost of borrowing. And the recent sanction after the listing, what we have got, that also we have got 0.50 reduced rate, though although our rating has been still a triple B plus only. So we are expecting a good response in that. As far as your first question was sales traction in the you know, coming month of Dasera and Diwali, yeah, it is generally, it is in the range of our normal month sale. It comes down to 1.5 to 1.75 times of the value, and the kind of logins which we are you know observing, that is in the same range. Only in just in the month of October, which is still not completed, we have got a you know loan application of 27,000 loan applications. So this is almost 42% higher than the last Dasera.
Okay. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Dubey, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I would like to request the operator to check the line of Manish, sir. I think I'm having trouble just hearing him. Everyone is clear, actually. So coming back to my question, sir, it's a very basic question. I might not have a good understanding of it, but can you please shed some light on the EPS drop that has happened year on year? Because I seem to be finding a few things which might be gradual, like the benefit expenses for the employees, they have increased considerably, which was a huge drop in June as well in 24. And just wanted to know what could be the reason for the EPS drop. From quarter on quarter, we are looking pretty good, but year on year, it seems like a drop from what we have been doing, even though our revenue has been great. Thank you.
Sorry to say, but I'm not able to get your question. Avinash, can you just help me? You are asking about the employee cost.
Yeah. So the question. I was asking about the EPS drop year on year is there. However, quarter on quarter we did pretty good. And from what I could understand, it felt like there was a certain amount of increase in the employee benefit expenses, which was not too much in September last year, but it seems to be there in June and September for this year, which has increased considerably. That seemed like something which has dropped us from, having a good profit after tax, actually. So I just wanted to understand, like, why that has increased considerably, actually.
earning per share has been increased, okay, because of the volume, okay, and because of the, we will be able to add some few more product which has a better IRR than the two-wheeler. For example, our business loan has an IRR of 24, whereas a three-wheeler has an IRR of 23-24. So, and the overall volume, you must have seen the presentation, my disbursement has almost gone by 40%, my AUM has gone by 50% plus. So these are all, cumulatively has given the impact on this, but as far as employee expenses are concerned, we are quarter on quarter adding few more and more locations. So always there is an initial cost where generally we break even any new location in the 9 to 12 months. So that's the reason it is getting added. So these are the two things. But now the company has, you know, been strategically decided to focus on the existing locations and penetrate the other products which are not active. Generally, out of 71 locations, 52 locations are selling only two-wheeler, and the rest of the locations are selling two-wheeler, three-wheeler, and business loan. So now we are spreading our product portfolio, product bouquet to all the locations. That's the whole plan of the company.
All right. And these expenses for employees and the benefit expenses, they, after a certain while, they'll stabilize, right? While our
exactly. Not only you will see this will be stabilized from quarter 3 and quarter 4, because there is no new locations we are going to add for next 6 months.
Alright, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from me, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and 1 at this time. We have a follow-up question. It's from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Rahil Shah, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hello? I can hear you.
Yeah, sir. So I understand you've given, certain guidance or expectation when it comes to AUM for FY25. But I would just like to know if you have, set any certain aspirations or targets when it comes to, a medium-term outlook, 2 to 3 years, when it comes to the AUM. So if you can help us with that, a certain number or maybe a growth CAGR. So I believe you've seen 37% or so growth in your AUM for the past few years. Will you be able to continue that or better that?
Yeah. So I will not be able to give the exact numbers because, but yes, I can give you on the range, which the company has already planned, and then generally we work on a market share. So there are couple of locations, almost 20 locations where my market share is only 3-4%, which we are going to push because those all locations been just started in last 1 and 1.5 years only. So there we are absolutely going to push our numbers. So this range of my AUM for this March 25 will be 1250 to 1350, and March 26 it will be around in the range of anything 1950 to 2250 range it will be there, where we'll push all our product, especially the area where the other product has not been introduced and at the area where the company has just started the locations. So these are the this year and next year I will be able to tell you.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Avinash Singh from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Manish bhai, I guess earlier one participant had sort of a query on that earnings or profit declining year on year. I mean, I guess the question was that compared to last year quarter two, this time it has declined. To me, what I see, there is a kind of a decline in sort of a fee income. So can it be because, I mean, lower co-lending or lower securitization, those kind of a things, if you can just sort of clarify, probably that will help, that yes, what has led to this fee income decline?
Exactly. So this business is a very dynamic and, you know, it is a very customer-centric. The schemes of the lending, especially in two-wheeler, three-wheeler, it keeps on changing as per the need of the customer, as per the new competitor enters into the market. Last year, a very big company in the two-wheeler, they entered into two-wheeler financing and they started lending at a very, you know, with a very less processing fee and documentation charges. So as a part of competition, we also have to reduce our charges, but at the same time, we will be able to add those things in our IRR. So our net-net, we will be able to sell the product in the same range which we were selling previously. But of course, the interest will be demonstrated in the coming year, 2 to 3 years, whereas, you know, this has been started in last year only. So this has been giving little impact in the fee-based income. But if you see my net NIM, if you see my lending IRR, it's on an increasing path. So overall, we are selling on the same IRR, all put together. But it is a, you know, change in the scheme where the processing and documentation upfront will be less and it will be more in the IRR.
Okay, clear. Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Madhur from Hem Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, there's only one question that I want to ask. There has been a substantial increase in other income in FY24, mainly due to increase in profit on ARC. Can you please throw some light on this point?
So this is a, you know, where we've been cautiously, we have given a portfolio of customers where we were expecting that money will definitely come. But as a part of a, you know, process and to control on our NPA, we have done an ERC transaction. But fortunately, we will be able to get a better pricing on all our collections. And collections were happening as normal than the, rather than the ARC customer. So it, the entire chunk has been valued at a better price, and that we have got as an ARC income in the year 24.
So what was the loan amount that you sold to ARC?
Pardon?
What was the outstanding amount of that?
Outstanding in the 26 crore rupees.
26. And you received 11.25 crores, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay, that's all.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference. There's a question, sir. It's from the line of Manoj Oberoi from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, please forgive me for my naiveness, actually, but what I could collect is that for the AUM share, you said that the two-wheelers actually accounts for around 85 to 87%.
Right.
Now, sir, out of this 85-87, it's all basically the new two-wheelers, or it basically comprises of used as well?
New two-wheeler.
It's all new. So we aren't dealing with any used two-wheelers, sir?
Used two-wheeler, we are in a process of, we just started, but the overall AUM is only 2 crore rupees.
Okay. Sir, just a second and the last one, actually. I just wanted your sense, a sort of outlook for this new two-wheelers, how exactly the things have been moving on the ground. I know quarter-on-quarter, YOY, the things have been quite rosy for you, but 1 or 2 years outlook, how do you think that the things will be shaping up?
Yeah, so there are a lot of new, there was a time just before 1 year or maybe 1.5 year, people were little confused whether to buy, ICE engine or whether to buy electric vehicle, but now they are very clear, and they, even the companies have started a little going low for the R&D section for the main line of two-wheeler, but now they started producing more and more with different variants, with different colors. That shows, and at the same time, the consumption of the two-wheeler keeps on increasing. It has been, growing by 15 to 20%, and over the next 3 years, it seems that, it is going to be a very good growth will come out of this.
Great, sir. Great to hear that. Thank you so much, sir, and best of luck for the next quarter, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you, Avinash, and thank you, NK, for hosting this call. Thank you all the participants in this earning call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. And once again, thank you very much for this, short notice and coming up with some kind of questions, which will definitely give an impact in our future, growth and success. Thank you very much.
On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.